And we're off. Living in Las Vegas starts now. I almost died shooting that video, by the way. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome from Las Vegas, Nevada. That groovy little podcast that gives you a true first-person look into what it's like to call Sin City your home. The Living in Las Vegas Podcast! Yeah! And now your host,
yes.
A man who clearly needs some kind of introduction, otherwise you wouldn't know who he was.
Sing it, brother Scotty.
Mr. Scott Whitney. Come on, shake with me, buddy.
I can't.
Go. Come on, show him. White man can't dance. Come
white
on,
man
Brett.
Can't shake.
Ready.
Not on purpose, anyway.
Do it a little.
I do it involuntarily, like
hey,
Jello.
Hey, every, hello. Do your exactly. Do your guy.
Hello again, everybody. Let me hear you. Got some vino today. All right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Living in Las Vegas podcast here on the Vegas Video Network. Oh, the studio audience is, I think they're still pretty much amazed from the drum solo I just performed. I'm your host, Scott Whitney. Konnichiwa. Buenas noches. Howdy, folks. And as always, I'm joined, you know, I'm fond of him. I'm not sure if he's going to stick around for a real long time. He's becoming more and more diva-like, and I have a certain affinity for diva-like people. But, you know, there's a level I can take, and after a while, it's just too much. But anyways, while he's still here, big hand for Brett Grant, everybody.
Yeah, I'm like 0-for on my request so far. So I might ask for things. I'm 0-for. He's given me nothing. Not a zero zilch.
Wait a minute. Before we do the tease, what have you asked for and you have not received?
Not sure yet. We're air conditioning for one, but otherwise we're good.
The doors open.
It's a beautiful
it's a
evening.
Gorgeous
it
time
is a
out
gorgeous
here,
and spring already, night in Las Vegas.
Hey, you know Vegas is known.
I heard
for
it snowed in Chicago.
God, this is the tease.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And
we're
if
teasing
you. If you're going to interrupt the tease,
I didn't know
Mr. Broadcast doesn't really know.
Nah, 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 nah.
Hey, Vegas is known for debauchery, but we know there are youngins and Mormons here in Vegas. So we're going to give you our top 10 things to do if you're a non-drinker. I love Mormons. They kind of started the whole place, actually, the Vegas place. Then, to shake that scary thought, we're going to talk about how to make our own wine. See?
Excellent.
That's a we're not going to drink, and then we're not going to only drink. Well, hell, we're going to make the drink.
I like these wine glasses. They don't have a stem.
That's right. That was intentional, okay. Given the
yeah, because it would take a tumble.
I've got, for the first so time, I finally got my deals off here. You can see
he's
that.
Healed.
That. I mean, like, man, that was real stuff. Yeah. Plus, we're going to talk a little bit about the Uber. There's a new casino going on, and have a drink on me.
Had him.
Today's over-under. I'll let you actually do it. What's the over-under for today?
I'm going to go, let's go 107.
Wow.
67 minutes.
Hmm.
67 minutes.
I'm not sure how I feel about that, actually. We'll my over-under was 53 minutes.
Well, you make it too easy, because you know we're going over. Now, as an odds maker here, not that I am professionally, although if I had to choose something, I might wish that would have been my career.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try and get something that gets a little action on both sides.
Okay.
I want some people taking the under. I want some folks taking the over.
Well, look what we've got so far. The live chat has both, all of them have said over, over, over. Yep.
Red Rover. They love the over.
I think maybe we should do an over under of like 2 hours, and maybe we'll get a couple unders. You know
maybe.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
So let's before we go into our first break, I want to talk a little bit about people in Las Vegas, some of which just completely suck.
Now, it's not just Las Vegas.
I think there's some people in Las Vegas that just fucking suck, man.
All right.
So I'm on my
first
website.
Edit.
I'm on my website, right? Edit one. Which is coming up. We'll talk about that too. So I'm on the website this morning. I have software on my website that allows me to see people on my website and see what they're doing and what pages they're going to. And I saw somebody on my website, on the Podworks website, and I can tell they are interested in live streaming. They had done a search. They came from a Google search that came to my website. I'm like, well, this person wants to know about live streaming. So I could click a button and a little box pops up and it says, hey, would you like to chat?
Gotcha.
Right? So this person says...
Which always freaks me out.
Well, you know what?
Hi, I'm Melissa. Would you like to talk?
You know what I used to do?
Not your Melissa.
No, sorry, when I first did that, I thought this is really cool, and I put a picture of me.
you need like
because they say make it human and don't do that crappy stock photo. Do you? So I'm like. And people would see this
choice.
And they would go beep, and they would exit. I'm like, okay,
You need Kate Hudson
probably is not would probably a good be a idea.
Better response.
Yeah. So then I did it. I put a woman up there and it still kind of freaked people out. So now it just says, hey, you want to chat?
Right.
So I did. So this woman gets on her.
I'm a stalker.
I won't use her name. We'll call her, I don't know, I'll probably make up a different name every time I talk to her. We'll call her Sally for now. So it says, you're now chatting with Scott. So this is the actual, what you're seeing here is the actual transcript. Hi, Sally, I say.
Seems like a nice, benign beginning. Good. Yeah.
How can I help you this morning?
You're right.
Good, right? So she says, hi, we are looking to do a 4-hour long class or so, but have it streamed for our viewers to watch live. What would that look like with your services? I say, go ahead. Do you have a comment already?
From a cost standpoint or what? I'm assuming cost.
Fair enough question already.
Okay, right.
Unclear.
Okay.
It's an unclear response. Well, that would depend on a variety of issues, I write. When is it? Where is it? Is it on site or would you like to use our studios? What assets are you hoping to be viewed? Assets like PowerPoint presentations, videos, that kind of stuff. Sally writes back, we don't have a date yet. We're in Summerlin, around Sahara and Fort Apache. We are looking to do it mid to end April. We are not sure whether we are going to do it on-site or in a studio yet. We are still in the very early stages, but we need to know what the options are that we have available for streaming before we plan these details. So she doesn't really know anything quite yet, which happens all the time with me.
Sure.
So she continues, Sally, is it going to be a class where this person and who authors this sales methodology for folks is going to be teaching about internet marketing? I said, okay, got it. How about this? Instead of trying to figure out all of this via this chat window, does it make sense for you all to stop by our studios so we can figure out how or if we might be a fit? Now, is that okay so far?
I think you're doing well so far.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah. It'll give you a much better way to visualize what's available either in the studio or at your location. She writes back, honestly, we don't have time to drive over there.
I'm lazy. You're not in Summerlin.
That's why I'm chatting, she writes. You guys don't have a bundled package or anything? I'm like, a bundled package? This is like No, I didn't write this. I'm like, what? Like, okay. At the moment, I'm just trying to figure out how you guys do the streaming. If people can attend live and ask questions and what the rough estimate is. I write back, I'm not trying to be coy. There are so many variables to a broadcast quality live stream that to create some kind of package wouldn't make sense. We've done over 800 live multi-camera live events. We're the most experienced guys in town. She writes back, honestly, we wouldn't need anything fancy to be honest. Twice, honestly. Right. It's basic classroom setup.
So she's saying she wants you to be dishonest.
Where she'll be teaching in front of a camera. I understand you guys have lighting equipment you could utilize. You don't have an estimate cost for something like that? So I'm like, okay, all right. So I said, yeah.
$18,000.
See, it's going to be about, and I give her a number. She goes, and what would that include?
All the crap that you just told me you didn't want.
Which was my issue in the beginning. I said, and that's on-site and it's all-inclusive. She goes, I'm not sure what all-inclusive includes.
Everything you need, lady.
I understand. That's why it would be a good idea to meet.
Sexual favors would be extra.
Yeah, it'd be a good idea to meet or at least schedule a conference call. She writes back. You can't tell me what all-inclusive includes?
Oh, my goodness.
She does this. So she,
ain't nobody got time for that.
So I wrote back, we're going to pass, Sabrina. Good luck with your event. And I ended the chat. So she called me right then after.
Okay. What part of all-inclusive? I mean, have you gone to Mexico? All-inclusive.
Well, it doesn't. Even if she doesn't understand, which she wouldn't know at all, the point is the chat window is not the time to have a discussion for a multi-$1,000 event. So she calls me. Phone rings. I answer. Podworks, this is Scott. No answer. Hang up. Rings again. Podworks, this is Scott. "Hi, my name is Sally, and I was just rudely dropped off by, you know, somebody
Scott,
in your chat."
That's
I said,
me.
I said, "No, that was me."
That wasn't rude.
And we did that because you weren't listening to me. She goes, "Well, I just want to know." I said, "We can't give you that." She goes, "Well, then I don't want to do business with you." And I'm like, "I just said that."
Yeah, well, now we both agree on something. Right. We're done with each other.
It was the weirdest thing.
Call somebody else.
So that's how...
You don't want to drive that far. Ma'am, have you ever been to the Strip from Summerlin? Day. Yes. Well, we're not that far. So there you go.
It's just... Yeah, no. That's it was funny. So weird.
That's hilarious.
You went golfing this morning. That was fun, right?
It was yesterday, yeah. I have a good friend of mine that I played golf in college. And a buddy of mine, we were roommates in college, and he was on the golf team. We were to get a golf team together. And he invited me to go out and play Shadow Creek with him.
Which is arguably the best golf course.
It's the best
course.
Place in Las Vegas to play golf.
Yeah, right.
Let's put it this way. Presidents, plural, have played there.
Really?
They have the Michael Jordan tournament there every year with great celebrities. And a couple of, maybe a month or so ago, I was playing golf with a guy who is a caddy at Shadow Creek.
Right.
And we had to hit it off and had a great time and played golf. And he goes, "You ever get out there, let me know." So we went out there, and I requested him to be our caddy. So then we're out, and he's our caddy, so we had a blast. And he was telling us all kinds of fun stories of guys he's caddied for, including the current president, President Obama.
Right.
Not very long ago. He told us a couple stories, and then some other famous guys and athletes and people like that about who he's actually played golf with. So we asked him, "Okay, tell us about Barry. What's it like playing golf with Barry Obama?"
Right.
And he goes, "You know, he's not a bad player. He, you know, hits it down the middle, not very far. He probably shot 92. Something like that, which is, you know, for an amateur golfer on a very good golf course. It is an excellent golf course. The greens are spectacular, very difficult to putt. It's not a bad round at all." He was playing with Derek Jeter, the former Yankee, the captain of the Yankees.
Yeah.
So the two of them were out there together. And here's the cool thing. Well, the interesting thing about this, a couple of things. Now, think about this. Secret Service is with you as you're going along. Now, at Shadow Creek, the caddies, on the back of the golf carts, you've got maybe 18 inches like a running board that you saw in an old car that's attached to the back where the caddy can stand on the back of the cart and go with you down the fairway. But Secret Service would not allow him to be on the golf cart, the caddy.
Oh, is that
so
right?
It was just Obama and President Obama and Derek Jeter.
His friends call him Obama.
And I call him Barry.
You are a very good friend
exactly.
of his, aren't you?
Anyway, so he had the caddy who's probably, he's a former Marine. 3 tours in Vietnam.
Hmm.
Okay, so that gives you an approximate age. Yeah. I'd say he's probably...
60s.
Early 60s, yeah. But in great shape.
Right.
He goes, "I'll show these guys. I'll run the golf course. Yeah. I will beat Obama to every ball he has to get to. I'll be there before he gets there." And he did it all day. Other interesting thing is they order lunch, and you know they have great hot dogs out there and other stuff.
Who knew?
So Derek Jeter's eating a hot dog, but President Obama is not allowed to eat anything. Every meal for him is pre-prepared Secret Service.
Oh, that makes sense.
So it's like he's eating some fish taco thing that they made for him 6 hours ago that's been sitting in a warmer...
On Air Force One.
In the back of a Suburban. That's in the back of a Suburban. He goes, there's certain things where there's always 2 Suburbans running at all times.
Oh.
And they kind of follow him around the golf course.
All right.
So he's telling me the story, and Jeter's teasing the president about the hot dog. "This is a damn good hot dog, boss. You want to sniff of that hot dog? Sorry, you can't have any." "No, no, 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 no." And he's eating the hot dog. And he said Obama's getting mad at him. So they get done playing, and the president, who did thank the caddy for his service in the military, and he said he was very nice. He told a couple stories, and he wasn't hoity-toity at all. He got done with 18 holes, and he says to the caddy, "Now, if you follow politics at all, you'll think this is kind of funny. The president says, you know, I don't get to play a lot of golf. Would you like, is it okay if I play another 9 holes? Now, he's played about 220 rounds of golf in about the 5 years he's been president. And so the caddy says to himself, "You don't play a lot of golf, my ass." But the issue was Metro Police, I'm sure state troopers, highway patrol, whoever's in charge of the motorcade has got to sit around for another hour and a half, 2 hours while he plays 9 more holes because he doesn't get to play golf very often.
Right.
So they went off and played 9 more holes.
And now we launch our political talk show.
Yes. That was kind of interesting. I didn't say anything bad about it.
How much did it cost to play?
Well, it didn't cost me anything. Now, the only people that get to play there,
you're like Mike Tyson,
is an awesome. I'm America's best guest. Put your hand down. That's my camera. I'm just teasing.
Sorry, man.
No, it's teasing. No, I'm America's number one guest. I'm out. I'm out of here already.
America's number one guest. Okay. Before we go to our commercial break, I have made the decision. We've teased about this before that, you know, we're going to put this show on KSHP. We did it many years ago. It was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed it. We cuss occasionally. It's mostly you. And I don't really understand why you do that. Actually, I think it's pretty cute that when we're just sitting around in the studio, man, you're swearing up a blue streak.
I know.
But now you're Mr. Clean. Okay, all right. But here's one just for you. Shit.
Oh! Edit number two.
And so I went out to here in Las Vegas. I went on the Facebook and said, hey, I've got this opportunity. Yeah, well, I'm older guy. I was a Marine. I did three tours. Right. I said, hey, Facebook people, I've got this opportunity to do some post editing on my audio stuff. You know, let me know. Cricket. Right. No response. So I go to Elance. Elance is one of my favorite websites. I said, hey, I want to do this post editing for a podcast. Boom. 22, 23 proposals right there.
Really?
Many of them from America.
Wow. And one guy from Serbia.
Which, one. One, two,
this several. Is Peggy.
So we are going to be putting this content on the KSHP.
don't have the article the in front of the KSHP.
It's called just the KSHP. Article. Okay, that's good.
What's an article? Isn't the word the
No, I think it is. I think it's very good.
They make it up.
I don't know.
Okay.
Believe me, I
repeated grammar many times.
Brett is going to announce for us right now at what day and what time.
Oh, he's putting me on this.
The spot. Living in Las Vegas show will be playing on KSHP
Friday nights live, not live. It'll be taped because we had to edit out all of Scott's curse words.
Yeah, I told him. I told him that the turnaround time had to be 24 hours.
We're gonna probably do it about 10 p.m. Vegas time because we have baseball season starting with the Dodgers, Los Doyers. So we'll go immediately following Dodger baseball on KSHP. AM 1400, also streamed live at KSHP.com.
10 p.m. on a Friday.
Is that right? You want a better time?
Well, I guess...
Or we could do... We could do it on a Saturday afternoon, if that's all right.
I don't want to do Saturday afternoon. I'd rather do Fridays.
You want to do... Well, the problem is, here's a...
Wait, you have ball games on
Friday. We have games most... Well, I can do it at 6 p.m. if that's better for you.
I would love that.
All right, 6 p.m. prior to Dodger baseball. Because most of the Dodger games will start at 7. Now, if there's a game that starts earlier, then I'll put it on after the game.
Boom.
Is that fair?
That's awesome.
All right, it costs you $175 a week.
Yeah, I'd rather owe it to you and cheat you out of it. So there you are.
Take payment in advance.
If you are, if you're going to be watching, if you're here locally and you want to go a little terrestrial, you're like, I liked the show and I watched it live. Great chat audience. I liked it when I listened to it on the podcast or I watched it on the website, but I want more. I want to hear it while I'm in my car.
Right.
While I'm driving down to the strip getting ready, 6 o'clock. Is that what you said?
6 o'clock, Friday nights. When are we going to start?
Next Friday? This Friday, if you can do it.
Can I do it?
6 Friday. I've already got one. I've got last week's show being edited because that was a lot easier to edit.
Right.
The guy actually said, I'll edit one for free. Just to show you I can do it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Like, all right, here you go. So, let me give you one last week, because the week before, that's going to be a lot of work. All right, so 6 o'clock Fridays, we're back. The Vegas Video Network is back on KSHP. I'm very excited about that. All right, we'll take a break, and we shall return. This episode of Living in Las Vegas is brought to you by the Vegas Video Co-op. Because your online presence is often your only chance to begin a meaningful sales conversation, please take a moment and visit VegasVideoCoop.com.
Do it.
Highlight your business, start a talk show, or unleash your genius for a low
Everybody
monthly fee.
In here but me
Use promo is code LILV for a special discount to our viewers
That's how popular
and listeners.
It is.
That's 50%. VegasVideoCoop.com.
50% of the people in this room are co-op members. 50%. That's awesome. Everybody that's a co-op member, raise your hand.
Boom! Come
there
on!
You go.
Wouldn't you like to have a company where half the people in the room were your customers?
That's a good point. Sure. Yeah.
Damn, dude, and it's a good point.
Yeah. All right. Drinking all my wine.
Why don't you pour me since I'm always pouring you?
All right, pour you some wine. What kind of moussaka are we getting?
What's that?
kind of music is this one here?
This is our beginning the major topic music that we always use. We have a variety of music, and that's what this one is. Okay. So I don't know if most people know this, but Vegas was started not by the mob, but by Mormons. And as a result of that, drinking used to not be allowed here.
Correct. Back in the, what, early
1900s?
Yeah.
And so we decided because, well, it's not because of Mormons. It's because you have people who are under 21 years old who are in your family.
Yeah.
We were talking about this last week. We're like, you know, what do people do if they're not allowed to drink? So what are the top 10 things to do in Las Vegas if you're under 21 or a Mormon?
Well, you know how the old joke is, you know how you stop a Mormon from drinking your beer on a fishing trip, don't you?
No.
You bring another Mormon. There you go.
I don't get that. I don't. Wait, explain that.
It's kind of like a Baptist. It's the same thing.
Wait, I don't get it. Oh, I hate not getting jokes. All right.
Well, you know, here's the reason that we kind of started talking about this subject is I have a 20-year-old daughter,
right,
which is you're in the greatest city in the world for sin, and you can't partake just yet officially.
Right.
And you've been out of high school for a couple of years, so when she comes back for college and they go out and do stuff, it's like, well, what do you do?
Right.
So last week on the show, I texted her and her best friend who goes to, one's in California in college, the other one's in Oregon in college, and I said, guys, give me your top 10 list of things to do in Las Vegas that don't involve drinking.
All right. And so this is from
And number one was sex. I go, no. That's not what I wanted to hear. Like, no.
And then as you drove by and then as you drove by Brett's house, you heard this sound.
Yes.
You heard this. Wait. No, wait. No, you heard this. No, for fuck that. And then you heard this.
Exactly. Thank you very little. So it didn't involve, debauchery in any way, shape, or form. So when you think about the things to do in Las Vegas, obviously we have a very...
I'm sorry.
I don't want to think about it either. It's
not good.
I have loaded guns, so stop thinking about it.
It makes me very sad.
Yeah, me too.
Luckily, my kids don't have sex.
Yeah.
God, that's fucked up.
Edit number three.
One of them is married, and I'm just like...
You still can't do it.
I hope you guys are just shaking hands.
Please, here's your grandchild. Please,
come on.
Thank you.
Come on. Don't do it. It's not that good. Don't do it. All right.
Exactly.
Go ahead, please.
All right. Well, you know, obviously Vegas has a very cool topography here. There's, Red Rock Canyon is gorgeous. Valley of Fire is gorgeous. Boulder Dam, Boulder City. There's lots of things. So hiking is one of the biggest things. You know, Calico Basin is where they go quite a bit. You see it's Calico Hills there, but Calico Basin is one of the... That's very close to Red Rock. Right before you get to Red Rock Canyon, you're at Calico, and it's just gorgeous out there. So that's the first thing that they mentioned.
Do you hike?
Not really, no.
Attaboy. I'm glad that you're being honest.
The cool thing at Calico is they have above the meadow, and have you been out to Calico ever? They have a walking path. It's probably about a mile long, and it goes. It's lifted up in the air about 4 feet or so, and it's a walking path to keep you out of the natural meadow that's there.
Animals, bugs, things.
People down there playing football and drinking and doing all the things that they would do, that kind of stuff. So it's kind of cool. It's also a great place to go and get pictures. So a lot of the high school kids go there for, you know, their prom pictures, homecoming pictures, those kind of things.
Right.
So it's not very far away. It's only about 10 minutes west of the city in the northwest, just west of Summerlin. It's 10 minutes away.
So, you know, it's funny about that whole hiking thing. We have a lot of friends from the Bay Area, and many of those friends are healthy.
You know why? Because they have to walk everywhere, and San Francisco is rather hilly.
And they're like, let's go hiking.
Yeah. That's why you don't see too many heavy Asian folks. They walk everywhere.
Man, I'm not going hiking. But Red Rock is beautiful. I have done the drive.
13-mile loop or 11.5-mile loop.
Yeah, something like that. And I've walked a little bit. I had to get out and pee once. It took a little time to do that. Got back in the car.
I'm sure the bighorn sheep appreciated that.
And they've
got Scott's taking a whiz.
Again, that guy, all he does is pee. Why doesn't he walk? Fuck yourself. That's what
I don't want. Edit number four.
Okay. All right. Next.
Next one up is country music is all the rage these days.
Yeah.
Kiddies all love country music. So they hang out on Friday nights down at Town Square. Used to be called Stoney's, and they changed the name. And it's now the
Las Vegas Bowl.
The Las Vegas Bowl.
Look at me after the radio getting station. Ready, baby.
Yeah, they love that.
Are they connected?
Yes, tied to the radio station.
Oh.
And the cool thing there is it's underage night where the
That's
kids
smart.
Are able to go and have a good time, and there's no alcohol for
And
them.
There's a lot going on there.
It's a lot going on. You've got you know, the bull riding. You've got bikini contests.
What day is the
Friday
underage?
Friday nights.
Well, that's right there. There it is. Oh, you can see it.
Yep, there it is. That's the town square. Cool place.
They used to have one of those. I don't know if they still do, but they used to have one on the in Centennial.
Right.
And I don't think it lasted.
I don't think it did either. It's just a good spot down there. The third one is they just love to go walking around, and they just go walking around on the strip. So obviously the in front of the fountains at Bellagio and all that kind of stuff. Obviously taking pictures in front of the Las Vegas sign.
One of the smartest things they did was they changed the way that's all set up.
Yeah,
they, nice they parking added the parking there. Yeah. So smart.
Yeah, they did a good job with that one.
So smart.
And then, you know, some of these are pretty obvious. So, you know, the next one are shows, you know, going to see concerts and shows. Those kind of lumped together. But there's, well, the shows.
Okay. Don't skip ahead.
I'm not skipping ahead. Shows.
Your favorite show there you is go. This.
My favorite show is Love.
My favorite show is that.
And of course, and the kids can't afford either one of those shows.
Well, actually, again, my Savannah just texted me and said, "Where do you want to? Where should we go?" And I said, "Well,
Georgia." No.
She said, "Either Ka or
Chicka-ka.
Chicka-ka. It was Ka or Michael Jackson's One, and I suggested Ka. Have you seen either one of those?
What was the first one?
Michael Jackson One.
No, I've not seen either one.
And the Ka. And you haven't seen either one of them?
No.
I'll go see Ka.
Okay.
Chicka-ka. He does not say no. He says Chicka-ka. Okay. So, and then you also mentioned concerts.
They love concerts. So that's the biggest thing. My daughter's first concert, I think, boy, what was it? I mean, she's been going to concerts since she was about 12 years old. So, you know, Taylor Swift was one of the earlier ones she saw. But then they go to
the. You
know,
what do you think of Taylor Swift?
I like her.
She is amazing.
I think what she's done is very smart. I mean, she's found a way to market herself terrifically. You know. And obviously, when Kanye West gets up there on stage and makes an ass of himself, now she got a gazillion more fans because of that.
I'm at a loss as to what people are interested about him.
Right.
I'm a musician-y kind of guy. Mm-hmm. I can see some of these contemporary folks. For example, Taylor Swift. For example, that chick is a killer songwriter.
Right.
Killer songwriter. We saw her. Hey, Jackie, what was that play? That thing we went to. iHeartRadio. Oh, jeez. Right. Jackie took us to the iHeartRadio thing. She was one of the headliners. Holy Christ, she's amazing. She's amazing.
You know, I thought the interesting thing was after Kanye did his thing when Beck won, he was bitching about, Beyonce not winning or whatever it was. How could you not give it to her? And I heard an interview the next day with Michael McDonald, the former Doobie Brother, and they asked him his thoughts on it. It was a sports show.
Yeah.
And he was on talking about an appearance he was making in Miami.
Right.
And he goes, well, I tell you what, if Kanye ever wrote his own note, if Kanye could play about 14 instruments like Beck can, and actually not have a computer generate his music for him, I'd give a crap what he had to say.
I'm completely lost by it. It's the same thing with about the Kardashians. I believe...
Or the Kardashians,
fair enough.
You'd like them to get hit by a Kardashian.
I would like for them to be hit by a car. I don't understand the appeal. They are the proof that Western civilization is falling apart.
Yeah. I can't argue with you.
Can't stand them.
When people are watching the bunny crap or whatever.
It just pisses me off.
All right. Next one up, it's Vegas. We got great places to eat. There are certain places that the kids love to go eat. So on the strip, Serendipity 3, which is, of course, at Caesar's Palace.
Yep.
Very cool spot.
A little pricey.
I know, for example, it's where when my daughter was 16, that's where she wanted to go to have her 16th birthday party. We went to Serendipity.
Yep.
And then, of course, they walk around the strip and, you know, they all wear 12-inch heels, and I like, girls, you're not ladies of the evening. You're 16.
At least not now. Let's work up to that.
Yes, not yet.
Right, because daddy needs to cry more.
Yeah. No, we're not putting the pole in the bedroom.
And then the other place that you mentioned.
Was the Sugar Factory, which was a Kardashian kind of thing, but you're telling me there's news about that.
Well, so I'm a little confused about that, because I did some search on that, and I'm thinking about the one that was at the front of Paris.
Yeah, the big restaurant.
Yeah, and it was one of our favorite places. According to Yelp, this place has been closed. So I'm not sure if that's true or not. If somebody knows about that, oh, it's the Mirage. Oh, so that's the
So we're talking about different things. The one in the Mirage was just a little candy store, small candy store.
Yeah, so that's wrong. So I think Yelp is wrong, clearly.
Unless you got the location for the Mirage there.
It's not. It says Paris right there. You can see the little icon. So the one on Mirage failed, and that proves there is a God.
Nope, now we're hearing that
Paris is gone too. Son of a bitch. Right. That was a great restaurant.
Well, it had all kinds of stuff. It had the chocolate fondue stuff in the back, too.
Well, you know, they also had, this is the non-drinking portion of the show, but they had these big giant, what are those things called? What are those things called?
A goblet?
Goblet, thanks. Huge, with the smoky drinks.
Right.
Gummy bears?
Yep.
Come on.
Yeah, they did. They had alcoholic milkshakes.
Oh, man. That's really sad.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear they're gone.
Sucks.
It was the Kardashians. It's still open now as a generic restaurant, we're told.
Pisses me off, son of a bitch.
The next one up is Lake Mead.
Oh.
And going down to the lake.
Oh.
And then the water parks in town, which we didn't have until, of course, we had Wet n' Wild on the Strip. It disappeared probably a decade ago. And now you have Cowabunga Bay in Henderson, and you have Wet n' Wild back on the west side of town. But, you know, hanging out on the lake, as you can see how low the water had gone by the white rocks that used to be water.
That's a little
not that
spooky.
Far away. That's funny. When I look at the lake now, I used to go water skiing out there or jet skiing. I'm going, that island was never there before.
Yeah, right. So I took a shot of, was it Calville?
Calville Bay, yeah.
This is my
Colville
Bay. I tell you what, when we first moved here, we went out there a couple of times and we rented that boat that you see there, the 26-foot deck boat.
Little houseboat.
Which is kind of like a little, not a houseboat,
it's a pontoon boat.
It's kind of like a pontoon, but it's not a big pontoon.
Right, right. That's
right. This boat is the perfect boat to go out and just have a great time. It'll go fast. It'll go slow. It's got a cooler. You can putt around. You can go. You can go up on the beach.
Right.
Come on. Some of the best times I've had is on Lake Mead, and the water during the summertime is 80 degrees.
It's perfect.
Now it's not the Whitney recommended 84 degrees, which is the water we don't get in the water until it's 84.
Who's the diva now?
These people know. This is a long-standing
thing. The cool thing is, you know, and something they didn't mention, which was the Black Mountain River rafting. Now, have you done the river rafting on the other side on the Colorado River?
On the Arizona side?
No, on the other side of the dam. You're still in...
You go down
to Willow Beach in Arizona, but you start right there at Boulder City, and then you go down to Willow Beach. It's like a 12, 13-mile float ride, but you go through all the springs.
Really?
Oh, it's awesome. And then you see the bighorn sheep, and you're watching them.
What's this called?
It was called the Black Mountain River Adventures. Whether it's still around or not, I don't
know. Oh, that sounds fun.
You kind of meet them at the casino down there. They take you down. You're in rafts, and then you tool around, and they take you to some of the springs. And then you can see, you know, the water is just 50 degrees on the other side of the dam, because the water, when you think about the dam, the water is not going over the dam. The water that flows to the river is coming from the bottom of Lake Mead,
right,
which is the coldest water there.
And it flows
into the Colorado River. Yes. So it's 120 degrees outside,
and
you're melting. You jump in the water, it's like 55, 60 degree water.
Doesn't sound good.
No, but it's kind of cool. And then you do lunch and all that. But the coolest thing about that part of the country for us in our area, if you've not seen the bighorn sheep in action, it is freaking amazing.
Really?
Oh, I mean, even the babies. I mean, we're talking 3-4 months old. They are up and down the cliffs.
Crazy.
Like you and I go down the steps. You're like, oh my God, look how. And there's steep drops. And
that's
sometimes you'll see the bighorn if you're driving back up from the dam.
Oh, from in Boulder
You'll see them walking around in Boulder City.
Like in the parks.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
In the grass, kind of grazing.
Yeah.
But literally, when you see them on the side of the mountain.
Very cool.
It's breathtaking.
That's pretty cool.
Unbelievable they are.
Have you spent time on Lake Mean, just boating around? Have you?
Not in a long time, though.
What do you do?
Well, we did jet skiing. We've done, you know, it's been a long time. When the kids were little, we took them out to the lake.
Yeah.
And we got a couple of friends that have a boat down there now. So the kids go out quite a bit. I'm not a big water guy anymore myself.
No, I get you.
So.
Mike in the live chat says, I have 400,000 BTU. He's referring to the heater in my pool. My previous pool, same heater in this pool.
Okay.
However, the pool is twice as big. So heating is going to take a little longer. Good news. I've got... what's that shit called?
Edit number five.
Fuck, Alan, that's cool.
Six.
I've got stuff. I've got that Oh my God, I'm just having a brain for, never mind, keep going.
All right, the next one up is, that's obviously the summer activities. The winter activities is sledding and skiing at Mount Charleston. That's the one thing that people don't realize is how close we are to skiing. Literally, it's 40 minutes away.
That's right.
That you can be skiing up the Lake Mead Ski and Snowboard Resort. And then if you want to go to Big Bear in California, it's 3 hours. You want to go to Bryan Head in Utah, it's 3.5 hours. So you got great skiing right there. But here in town, the kids go sledding, snowboarding.
Have you been up there?
Tubing. We have.
Yeah. Have you done to the ski resort?
I have a long time ago, yeah. We stayed up at the resort there a couple different
times. It's gorgeous up there.
It's gorgeous.
When we first moved here, same thing again. We moved up here. We're like, well, let's go check this out. You drive. It's 45 minutes. You're seeing cacti. You're seeing dirt. You're seeing rocks. And then all of a sudden,
snow,
pine trees. This is on. What's going on here? And there's a really nice little lodge there.
Yeah, so it's Mount Charleston Lodge.
Really cute. It's been there for a long time. Mm-hmm. They've got old stuff all over the place. Yeah, yeah. Nice people. Nice little bar on one side. It's a great place. We've never been to the resort, though. I have never been to the resort. Keep wanting to go, but I just never get
out
there.
No, and people are asking, like a real ski hill? Yes. I mean, you're not going to...
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to,
Yeah, so
the Vail, but you are at, I want to say it's about 8 or 9,000 feet up there.
And look at that. So Ted is telling us it's 11,000 feet. Okay. It's not Big Bear, mm-hmm. It's not like, Kirkwood, but it's, you can ski about 45 minutes away. It's not 45 minutes from the Strip, by the way, but it's 45 minutes from the Las Vegas Valley. You start.
Well, now the valley's kind of grown out that way. From the edge of town, it's not. It used to be 45 minutes from the edge of town, which was pretty much the Santa Fe.
Yeah, yeah.
And Ann Road was the end of town.
That's
Ann
right.
Road.
That's right.
On the 95.
That's
but
right.
Now it's sort of like when folks go play golf out at the Paiute Indian Reservation.
Yep.
Actually, you're on 95 longer to go to Paiute than you are to go to Mount Charleston.
That's right. That's right. And I know those guys.
Yeah.
It's beautiful up there. It's a little crazy. Mm-hmm. Being, in Las Vegas. And by the way, the temperature difference, even like right now,
right
in the summer, 30 degrees.
Well, I tell you what, in the middle of the summer, if it's 110 here, it's 80 there.
Yeah.
It's 80.
Yeah, it's
perfect.
Really great if you're
into
that stuff.
It's a nice getaway out of the heat and
that's really
enjoying
cool.
It.
That's really cool.
Of course, depending on how much precipitation they get, it does become a fire hazard a little bit in the summer.
I think it was.
That kind of stuff.
They
had a fire a couple of years ago.
You know what
they last year. Last year they did through the canyon.
Did they? Mm-hmm. They closed down early this year, and then they had that little rain thing a couple of weeks ago, and they're like, well, shit, we're open again.
Right, yeah.
Come on down, we're skiing.
Rains here, they get tons of snow up there. All right, two more to go. The next one up is the exhibits in town, meaning things like CSI, The Experience, Titanic, Bodies, The Exhibition. Now you've got some cool things like the Mob Museum that have popped up.
There's some really
cool stuff.
Have you been to Titanic?
Yes.
What'd you think?
Thought I was going to did it again. This is a long time ago, probably 10 years ago. It's been around for a long time. So, I didn't like the whole... I loved how they took one of the greatest tragedies ever and turned it into a love story.
I know how it ends.
Exactly. I wonder if they make... The cool thing is when you go through the exhibit, you're given a real live passenger's name and you are following Mabel on the boat, and at the end you find out if Mabel lived or not.
What?
Yes, that's the cool thing about the exhibit.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
No, that's part of the cool thing about the exhibit.
So you get in, you're Mabel, I go and I'm Fred.
Right. Fred's right? Dead. Mabel survived.
Fred's dead. That's a great movie.
I dropped dead Fred.
So wait a minute. You get at the end, you're like, she's okay. You?
Not so much.
I will choose you for that. Yeah, very good. I don't know if I like that or not.
It's kind of cool. It makes it interesting.
But it didn't make you feel a little sad.
But yeah, a little bit. Again, it was a long time ago. Now, the CSI one is kind of cool because, CSI Vegas, CSI whatever, right. CSI I Shot My Wife. You get to go through the CSI and try and solve the crime and do the things that they actually do.
Right, and that's so at the MGM, cool. Right?
Yeah.
Have you done the Mob Museum?
No, not yet. I did.
Go.
What was the other one? There was one at the Tropicana.
Tropicana, which
I did that,
which
one.
Was not good.
Okay, I agree with that.
But the one at in downtown,
right? I heard it's fantastic.
Go.
I've not been there yet.
3.5 hours. the fastest 3.5 hours of your life.
See, I love the mob stuff. I mean, I think it's kind of cool.
Man, it's so.
I could watch The Godfather for the 845th time.
It is so well done. Watching it. It is arguably one of the best things I've seen downtown.
Leave the gun.
It's just
take the cannolis.
God, it's really good. It's the car scene. I know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Who doesn't?
Go see that. It's so.
And the last one is the thrill rides. You know, you've got the some cool things going on with the thrill rides. You can do the newest cool one to me is the zip line at the Rio. There's a zip line between the two towers.
Yeah,
you've got the zip line downtown at Fremont
Slotzilla.
And then you've got obviously the stuff at the Stratosphere where you're on the very top and you get the big shot.
Let's talk about those three real fast.
All right.
Okay.
No, no, and no.
All right. Wait, really, hold on. Let's just give me a minute to talk about it a little bit. So Slotzilla, which is a new thing in downtown, there was a lot going on in making that happen, a lot of risk. They got it done. Pretty impressive. Two levels. One is where you sit, and one's where you fly like Superman.
Okay.
The sitting one goes up until I think it's like, it starts at a little bit before fourth. I think it ends at third. Superman, you go the entire length.
Of the experience?
Of the entire experience.
Cool.
You actually, I'm not sure if it's doing it now. It was really designed that you start from above the canopy and you go through the canopy. I'm not sure if they actually got that happen. Okay. Yes or no?
The Superman thing? Well, first of all, I'm not doing any of those things right now, but I'm talking about if I'm under 21, I'm doing all of those things.
No, you would.
I would, absolutely.
But wait. How about if you're, let's say you're, what are you, 70?
It's 84.
Okay. Would you do any of those now?
No.
Because you're reasonable and you're an adult. Okay. Next one. The Rio thing, from a building to a building.
Great view of the Strip. You're nowhere near the Strip because you're on the other side of the 15 at the Rio.
Right.
But I heard it's terrific.
Yeah. Would you do it?
Again, I would do it if
look, so here's the deal.
Saying no to all these
things? Man.
I have a hard enough time driving over the bridge at Boulder's.
Melissa's like,
I always do this to my wife. We're in San Diego. We're driving over to the Coronado Bay Bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
Honey, look down. Stop it. No, stop
it. I dated a woman who really freaked out on bridges, and she would do this.
My wife does that, too.
Interesting. Yeah, so that whole Rio thing, if they included adult depends, that would only be the right thing to do. I still wouldn't do it. Hell, I'd put those things on just to go. No, because I'd be shitting myself.
I did 2 years ago, I did zip lining in Colorado. We went from, where were we? Like around Keystone. No, we were in Vail. Through the mountain, across the river, and the zip lining part was fine. Because you're cool. I'm thinking, well, the line's not going to fall. And if it does, I'm landing in the river. I got a chance.
Right.
I can swim. Right. I'm not landing on railroad tracks.
I'm floaty.
I have a chance. But the thing that they did there was they had this really wobbly, on purpose, walking, wooden bridge, rickety-ass thing. And you've got to get there. And going through all the crap I was going through at the time, I wasn't very strong. And, and that part scared the crap out of me.
Right.
And so I'm like, they're like, come on, you just got to get on the other side. 8-year-olds do it. Like, it's off.
What'd you say?
Exactly.
Say it.
No.
Say it. You know what? When we talked about doing the show, he's like, I can't wait to be able to just swear and do my thing and be my own self. Yep. That's going very well so far. Exactly. And then the last one, this
thrill ride.
This fucker here. Sky jump.
Yeah.
Okay.
Off the side of the Stratosphere.
The Stratosphere. Right. Look, when we were doing the show before, I had a pseudo contest where I said, I'll pay somebody to do it as long as you're allowed to attach my video camera that I want to be able to watch you go down. I don't want to pay those guys to do it. And, nobody did it. A couple people said, well, I'll pay to have you do it.
No, thanks.
That freaks me out.
It depends if I'm wearing them.
That completely freaks me out. One of the funniest things to do. Top of the World, which is a restaurant right at the top of Stratosphere.
Right.
For a while, it was a horrible restaurant. Then it became a really good restaurant, and then it became not really good anymore.
Top of the World?
Yep.
Don't like it?
Not anymore. They screwed it up.
Right.
I don't know what happened.
I have not been there probably in about 5 years.
Well, within those 5 years, they got better.
Right.
It was terrible for a while. We did this story before. We went there once for Heather's 21st birthday, and we're like, yeah, we're locals, we're celebrating. And the waitress is like, you're locals and you don't know any better? Basically. We, you know, we ordered...
What the hell's the matter?
We ordered the very sophisticated...
We want the Chateau brand for two.
Well, we ordered...
With a little escargot and a nice Merlot.
We ordered the...
Maybe a Chardonnay.
We ordered the very sophisticated Kendall Jackson Chardonnay. You can't find that anywhere except for fucking everywhere. And they were like... It took 45
and
minutes.
Six.
45 minutes to get that
wine.
Yeah, 45. It's Kendall Jackson.
They had to go downstairs?
Yes.
They had to go... Sorry, we have to go to the cellar.
They had to go to one of the bars. Let's call it the center bar. I don't know what. Everyone has one. Do you guys have Kendall Jackson? Are you kidding me? Do you see that wall?
That's Kendall Jackson.
That's all we have.
We got Samuel L. Jackson. We got Andrew Jackson. We got every Jackson you want. Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson's still there. And he's moonwalking back. and they're like...
Of course, ironically, the Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson are the same person.
And the same... Well, no.
You never see them together. Never saw them together.
Yes, you did. There was a video. I saw it. Okay.
It's not Penny.
But...
It's really Michael.
But...
That's all I'm saying.
So it's
good
gotten...
times.
It's gotten worse. Somebody had the... Was it you that had the hot... You had the hot...
I love Janet Jackson.
All right. There's nothing wrong.
Skinny Janet Jackson.
I saw a naked picture of her recently.
Like the black cat Janet Jackson.
I saw it.
That's
picture of her.
That's Miss Jackson to you. That's Janet Jackson.
Nasty. Yes. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Exactly.
Well,
that's the one I like.
I'm nasty. Call me Miss Jackson.
What was the one where she was kind of on the in the middle of the desert wearing the blue jeans and just the white top? That Janet Jackson. It was kind of a you know, a softer song.
You know,
I think we've gone off on a tangent. We call this a tangent.
There is something to be said for old white guys. Probably shouldn't be.
Hey,
talking.
I am the same age as Janet Jackson, I'll have you know. So my lust for her has started when she was Penny at Good Times. I'm just telling you.
How old are you?
I'm 47.
All right, fair enough.
Check to see how old Janet Jackson is. I bet you. I'm pretty sure she's the same age.
Oh, I know that she's nasty. This whole jumping off the freaking...
Yeah, I would never do that.
Man, it just...
Why, as they would
so
say, why would you jump off a perfectly good building?
Well, here's my theory on these kind of things. If you live an exciting life... You don't really need to jump off a building. Entrepreneurs know this.
Right.
You know what? I believe that your life is like this. There's celebration and terror. Celebration and terror, right?
Right, right.
And people who are their own business guys, celebration and terror. So I get plenty of celebration. I get plenty of terror.
Yeah, I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning in the terror.
Oh, crap, what am I doing?
Oh, my God, I forgot
well,
to do this.
Well, let's go. I got it right. And so I'm like, hey, would you like to jump off a building?
I just did.
No. Nope. I've been jumping off a building for 15 years.
That's a good point.
It just doesn't resonate with me.
So that's the list for the non-drinking list. You like that? I don't know if we forgot anything or not. I don't think so.
I think that's it. I'm not sure. And you know, I don't think I've done many of those, primarily from fear.
All right. Fair enough.
Oh, no. Except for, Lake Mead. Lake Mead's good. We went out there. We brought our good friends, Neil and Sarah from England. We're like, let's go to Lake Mead. And they're like, let's do it. We did it once before. It was awesome. We went out there again. It was a little windy. It was just a little windy. I mean, hold on. I got wind. It's like, it's not going to be that. Come on, guys. Let's go.
5 foot waves.
No. They were like, 5 foot waves. It's like, come on. It'll be all right. No. Come on. We'll be just fine. No, come on. Yeah. And they were like, we can't let you out there in the water.
Because there's thunder.
I'm sorry, what? No, we just can't let you out there. But I said, Tomahawk said no. And please let me out there. These people are from England. No.
Why wouldn't they let you out? Because
it was a little windy and they're afraid. You know, people do die on that lake.
I've heard. Yeah.
So they probably didn't want us to die.
That's a good point.
So, okay, they went. All right. So look.
All right.
Here's the good news. We've talked about the things to do if you're young or a Mormon. I got my hair cut today.
You did?
And the gal was washing my hair. She was telling me a story about, I was telling her we're going to be talking about things to do without drinking. And she's like, yeah, I don't drink anymore. I'm like, she's young. I was like, well, what made you decide to do that? She goes, well, you know, I come from a family who's, you know, drinks a lot. I said, really? Was there a thing? She goes, yeah. I came home one day and my mom and dad were there and they're like, you know, were you drunk? I said, no. And they whipped out a breathalyzer on me. I'm like, yeah. And what did you blow? She goes, I blew a .46.
That's stuporous.
I said.
Or comatose.
I said, a .46.
How about a zero?
Why didn't you die? She goes, yep. They took me to the hospital. And that's why I decided to stop. I said, well, fair enough. Good call.
And who happens to have a breathalyzer at the house? Hang on a second. Thermometer, ace bandage. Oh, yeah, the breathalyzer. Here it is.
Well, the better part was, we're going to do an anal temperature check. Exactly. No, I'll take the breathalyzer. I'll pass on the anal thing. Thanks, Dad. Okay, hold on. Okay, now.
Oh, boy.
Is that my?
That's you.
Is that,
that's the real life. The real life real Popo's alarm. Coming. The Popo's here.
We have the door open in the studio, and I'm like,
oh boy,
I funny. Usually can control that alarm. Hold on. That's my alarm. Well, nope,
they're still going.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. That's funny. Okay, so we've said what to do if you're under 21.
Yep.
Now, what if you're a professional drinker?
Well, you're drinking professional drink. This is something that some friends of mine discovered, and a group of us got together, and we made our own wine. Now, this particular vintage is 2014. We don't have the label on it yet, but you do have a copy of the label. Do you not? You don't have it? You screwed it up?
You gave me a PDF file.
You told me it was fine.
I hate PDF files.
You told me it was okay. Anyway, as you can see, it's a beautiful bottle of wine. It's empty. It does have the blue wrapper on
it. Is it empty already?
No, there's enough. Say. There's enough for another glass. So there's a place in town called Grape Expectations.
Let me go find that website.
They're in Henderson, right off of on the other side of 95 and Sunset. If you're at the Auto Mall, it's across the highway from there. The cool thing is, it's starting to become kind of hip. There's other stuff. There's a new distillery in town, and we're making our own whiskey, which I'm looking forward to. Yeah. So we did the wine at Grape Expectations. Now the cool thing is, you do the entire process yourself, from the grapes coming in through the destemming of the grapes.
So on the site they have step one, step two, step three. Yeah. Is that the what
That's
you
the
did?
Step. Yeah, winemaking 101, smashing good time, all that kind of stuff. If you go through and show you the pictures that I had, I pretty much have everything except for one step because I missed one of the steps myself.
I've got them in order, so I'm just going to put them up, and I just want you to kind of talk through. Right. Is that cool?
So we started this last summer.
What's that?
This is the combination of what our barrel looked like as we go through the three types of grapes.
We were unsure what that was.
The first one is, I looked it up.
Okay.
Right. It's a Carmignier, which is from the Bordeaux region of France. And actually, I found a great website talking about the wine. They call this grape the Alec Baldwin of grapes. Because
he's liberal and it gets kicked off of MSNBC. No,
it used to be really good, and then it fell out of favor. Okay, that's pretty much what it was for.
Oh, so I was very close to what was.
I mean, it's like he fell out of favor like the Marion Man or something. You know, like we put this crappy movie together, and then of course he did a talk show on MSNBC, and then he assaulted the babysitter verbally
or whatever he did. That NBC thing was probably not a good move.
So really, the only places you can find this particular grape now, somebody took it. We're not talking about it fell out of favor yesterday. Like 400 years ago, it fell out of favor. Okay,
what that the Carm thing did?
Yeah.
Why are they making you drink it?
Well, no, here's the thing. They took somebody from France, the grape and the stem and the whatever, and they brought it to Chile, and they planted it in Chile. Mm. So these particular grapes are Chilean, and that's where the combo comes in. It's kind of like a Merlot. It's not as dry as a Merlot grape, but you eat them right off the vine. They're very tasty.
Okay.
But it's not sweet. It's not soup, it's not dry. I mean, no. You've been drinking the wine, so you can tell me about it. The other two grapes.
You don't pick the grapes. The grapes have been picked.
Right. Okay. The grapes are they came in the summer,
right.
And that's what we got. Well, and then,
on that graphic.
So the other ones are, the other two are a Shiraz.
Well, hold on. Yeah.
And a Cab.
What's Ken Cox?
Well, he's the partner there that we went along with.
Went in with a bunch of friends.
Four of us went in together. Four or five of us. And what happens is you at the end of the process, it makes 20 cases of wine. 12
20
bottles,
cases?
20 cases of wine.
Okay, so hold on.
Yeah.
You now are in possession of 20 cases divided by 4.
Yeah.
How many are in a case?
12 bottles.
You have 12 times 20 divided by 5.
We took 4 cases.
You have 4 cases. There's 12 bottles. That's about 125 bottles.
Okay.
Plus or minus.
Math major.
And you brought one. Attaboy. God, Jesus.
Well, one case we're giving to my brother-in-law who's getting married, so he's going to get a case of wine as a wedding gift.
Wait, does he need a whole case?
It really works out when you're done with the whole process to about $12 a bottle.
Case.
So it's about $144 or so for a case of wine.
All right. So I'm taking the graphics in the order in which you provided. Here we go.
So there, this is the machine where you're filling up your wine at the end of the process.
All right.
Okay. So you do four bottles at a time. It's all automated. It's very cool.
And you get corks.
There's your corks. Yes, indeed. You cork suckers. Wait a minute. That is my wife.
Is that your? Is that all your wine?
That is no. That is. Those are empty. Those are empty cases. We're getting ready to fill those up. So she was posing in front of her selection of wine. That is just Kathy's wine right there.
Kathy, who's Italian, Italian.
100%.
And their
job.
Can
you tell by that picture?
They're allowed
to. She's Italian?
They're allowed to drink wine.
It comes out of their pores. We're talking about they're allowed to drink wine. She's been literally. She's
run the marathon.
Wine.
You're like.
She's been drinking wine since she was 3 years old.
Really?
Yes. Her family, her mother and father, born and raised in Italy, they drank wine at every meal their entire lives. Not necessarily for breakfast.
Did you but drink wine before you were 21 at home?
Well, my family's not real. We're more beer drinkers. So I wasn't. Honestly, I'm not a big wine drinker, although I do like this.
True story. When I was a little kid, I don't even know how old. Let's call it four.
Right.
And mom and dad were getting ready to go out. We were going to go out to dinner somewhere. And so mom was in one place and dad was in the other. And they had their cocktails. So I, you know, went to dad and went, "Hi, Dad. I was going to kind of have a sip." "Oh, sure. Have a little sip." Tick. Just a little sip. Just, yeah. Okay, now go. Right. I go over to mom. "Hey, mom, can I have a sip?" So I did that apparently
40 times?
A couple times. So we end up going to a restaurant and I'm at the restaurant. And like I said, I'm four. And I'm like, "Hey, you know, I got to go to the bathroom." They're like, "Oh, okay, it's just down there." This is when you're allowed to go right. by yourself to bathrooms. So apparently I got up and I weaved to the bathroom. I'm like, okay.
Scott had a whiskey sour.
Probably overdid it with the kid.
What were you drinking?
Fair, good call, Kate. Yeah. Let's not keep going on that. Okay, fair, good. Okay, so, all right. So you've got Kathy is the czar of all that is wine.
Yeah. So here's the cool thing. Okay, there's the bottles as they're being filled.
Okay, but wait a minute. Let's talk about this.
Well, you're at the back end of it. Well, I sent them to you kind of out of order, but it's okay. We can go back and
I just want to poke you in the eyeballs.
You know, I'm a good narrator. We can just do this.
Let me ask you this. So you get in there the first time. You take the grapes. You put them in some sort of
vessel. It's almost like a sideways auger. So if you think of an auger, but it's sideways. So you throw the grapes in, it takes the grapes off of the stems,
right.
leaves the stems, right. and the grapes go into a crusher,
right.
and the juice is then basically in a hose that yep. goes into the barrel, which okay. I do have a picture of what it looks like.
I have a bunch of barrels.
Well, the one that's open that looks like it's a grape jelly kind of looking thing. Yeah,
man,
it's on there. I know.
I don't know that I have that one.
Yeah, I sent it to you.
I probably don't have it.
All right. Anyway, so it goes there. Just put some pictures up and I'll talk about them.
What's that?
And then it ends up like there in a barrel. These are all the individual.
Are those
people.
Your barrels?
No, we just have one barrel.
Oh, so one
so
barrel
these are
creates.
All one barrel creates. And you see the side one at the upper right hand corner, the width of one and the length of it versus the width. That barrel, they're all the same size, is going to produce 20 cases of wine.
Who knew that?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
I did after they told me it was going to produce.
But before that?
Cases of wine. No, I thought it was kind of cool.
When you look at a barrel, do you go, "Oh yeah, it's 20 cases of wine"?
Yeah. It's a normal size barrel like you would see. You go to some restaurants and they have the barrels as a bar top kind of thing.
I never would have guessed it was 20 cases of wine.
20 cases of wine.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
So all right, let's look at some more pictures.
All right, go ahead.
We've already looked at that one. Yes, we have.
Yes.
What are we doing here?
All right, this is my wife. She is corking the bottle. So that's a corker. She's doing that. Actually, just a little force goes down. The bottle is actually being held.
Are we concerned that it's manual labor?
But it's fun. It doesn't take that long to do it. Honestly, that took the whole process of literally. We had all the keep going because there's a picture of all the bottles, and there's all the stuff you do. There's like four different stations. This is where the foil goes on the bottle. It's basically it's heat pressed on there.
I rejected a couple of your pictures.
Okay, that's all right.
And then I've got this picture.
That's my wife
that's
and
my last
two other ladies.
You, really.
That's Gina and Sandy. Two of the other folks that were along in the process.
That's all I've got.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
Out of the whole process, really?
Some were the same picture twice or three times.
I sent you like 40
pictures. Hey, Phil, I'll take a look.
Go ahead. Let's just keep looking. Anyway, the whole process, we went. You only really go the opening day. You go there and you take your wine off the vine. And it becomes, into a big pot. basically. Right. And then you add the chemicals to help the fermenting process to make it wine that goes in goes into that. Then you go back a month and a half later, and you do the pressing of the wine.
So I left that one out.
Yeah, you left that one out.
Who cares?
Yeah.
That's what you gave me.
You didn't get on that point.
That's you what you
get,
gave me.
Okay. Well, you didn't get, well, you know, you didn't throw the bottles up there. You got the other one, the second one.
It's empty bottles.
I'm just telling you the
I've got an empty bottle right here.
Not quite empty.
It's the same. I mean, I got a bottle.
So we started this. It takes about 9 months.
Oh.
The whole process is 9 months. The grapes themselves are 2014 grapes. What? We just bottled them a month ago in end of
February. Wait, so you said how many months it takes? It
started in June. It's like 9 months.
So in June you do something.
In June you literally you're taking the grapes themselves off of the crate, off the pallets, right. And you're putting them into the auger, and they're taking the stem and the grape and they're separating the two. Hmm. And then they go into a crusher. And then they go into a barrel.
And you watch all that happen.
A plastic barrel.
Right.
Then you add the chemicals for fermentation to make it alcohol.
What are those chemicals? Sugar.
Yeah, shit. Not sure. Got me.
Edit number 425. God, he's such a
don't remember that process. Then you go back.
So that was the first day
you did that? That's the first day.
All right.
And it takes, and you bring wine with you. You bring whatever you want. You bring
your
food.
Own wine with
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and you have fun. So there's like, you know, there's like cheese, 8 or 9 of us.
Little salami.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. You're having fun with it. And then you go back the next time and you press it. So you do the loosey, step it on the grapes, but you're not really stepping on the grapes. So you're pressing the grapes down. You're getting all the possible juice out of all the grapes.
Right, right.
And then that's when it goes into the barrel. So you pull out the barrel picture again, and then you go from that process to the barrel. And your barrel sits there, and they turn it for you, but it sits there for a good 6 months.
They turn it. Oh, they rotate
they'll
it.
They'll rotate it.
Oh, no kidding.
And they'll keep it, and they'll check it occasionally.
Now, for those 6 months, do you ever go back and visit?
No, we sent cards. Cards and letters.
Dear Brett.
Never wrote back.
Dear Brett.
Hi, Wine. How are you?
Feeling pretty good. I've been turned over today. The bed sores are better.
I'm a little tipsy. So there you go. And then you go back on the final day and you do the bottling process. And then you do it all. Now, the label, of course, you screwed up. We have a cool label we haven't put on these bottles, but it's all right. It's no big deal.
Yeah, okay.
But it's really cool. And again, from a price
standpoint. Hey, can I give you a suggestion
for
on
the
just
20
the whole...
cases of wine? It's about $2,300. And we split it up as a group. And we bought 4 cases of it. And again, it's about $12 a bottle. And it's about, $500?
Hey, basically. If you wouldn't mind providing me content maybe before the day of the show.
But I forgot. Thanks for reminding
you
me.
You forgot about what?
Not the show. I just forgot I didn't send you anything.
What did you forget?
I forgot, Brett. I didn't send you the pictures. And I went, oh, bleep, I got to send Scott some pictures.
Yeah, we talked about this, I believe. Don't hold me to this. I'm probably wrong
3 weeks
on this.
Ago, baby.
Probably. Yeah, let's call it 3 weeks ago.
Now tell me though, what do you think of the wine?
I like it.
Everybody's in fact the guy, the professor that puts the wine together.
Do you see what's happening right now?
Said, oh, it's on fire.
You're on fire.
I'm on fire.
Because you're a liar.
Ooh,
liar,
fire.
Liar, pants on fire.
am I lying about?
Well, because you said that you would do the right thing at the right time, and in fact you did not.
I'm sorry.
You promised me to do things, and so we're on fire now. And right. I just want you to know this is because of you.
And, it's not just yeast. It's a little bit of everything. I can't remember. There's a there. You do put a bacteria in there. No, you do. And then the yeast, and I can't remember the other stuff. 12% alcohol by volume, I guess.
Okay, so now smoke is coming.
No, I don't crush them with my bare feet. You actually use a
coming
presser.
Down on you.
Oh, it's.
You are. We got. Hold on. Wow. Let me just cool off here.
I'm a genie in a bottle.
I could use a little. Here
you want
go.
Some more wine? Should I pour it over your.
No, God, you'll. Exactly. You can go ahead and pour more in there, but okay, all right. So overall, you were saying
I was asking you what you thought of the wine. It averaged out about $12 a bottle.
It's good.
Yeah.
I mean, is it the best I've
had?
Is it the 1961 whatever I had? No.
No, of course not.
But will I drink that?
It's a terrific.
No, take it out of here.
It's a very good, you know, like a table wine, a dinner wine.
Who manages? I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Of course you did.
Yeah, I actually listened to my last show. I'm like, I interrupt a little bit too much.
You're like the Bill O'Reilly of podcasting.
I'm a little bit of a douche.
You ask a question, I don't get the answer.
Yeah, that's not right. I can't do that. So I'm sorry about that. I apologize for that.
It's okay. I'll forgive you.
Tomahawk said no.
Yeah, don't do that anymore. Who designs the label?
It was a collaborative effort, but one of our guys, Mr. Cox, since he's the one who kind of put it together, found the photo, put together the label.
So they don't.
And then we had a friend of ours who is a graphic designer. Kind of put it together. The Wednesday at 6 o'clock was that when we, that's when we were showing up to bottle. So that's how they remember. That's their sophisticated system. But the Coxes are coming Wednesday at 6.
So, and then we came. If you didn't have a friend who was a designer, would they help you with the design of the label?
They probably would. The cool thing is, now here's the neat thing about this. Everybody that does this, every year, they take, first of all, they take a bottle of wine because it really makes about an extra 5 or 6 bottles over 20 cases. Right. So they keep a bottle. And they entered into an award ceremony at the end of the year, and it gets awarded or judged by wine connoisseurs in town.
Really?
And they have the Marché Bacchus Awards every year.
What's Marché Bacchus?
Marché Bacchus is a French restaurant in not Summerlin. It's in a water area called. Yeah, it's.
I want to say Desert Shores.
Good Lord, help me out, folks! I'm losing my mind. Desert Shores, exactly. Desert Shores, right off of Buffalo and Cimarron area.
It's a nice area.
Yeah. Across from Cimarron High School, but it's Buffalo and Smoke Ranch.
That's right. What it
is, in that area. So Marché Bacchus is a really cool French restaurant with outdoor dining on the lake there at Desert Shores, and they have a great selection of wine. And then you go to a dinner.
Huge selection of wine.
And they judge all the wines, and there's some really cool names that people think of for their wines, although...
What's the name of your wine?
I can't think of wine now. It's Chilean something or other. Chillaxin by the beach.
Chillaxin. That's what it was.
Chillaxin, right?
Talk for a minute.
I know I sent it to him. He's going to find it.
No, I have it. That I have. I just
Chillaxin.
I just because it was a PDF. It was just a.
Shame it's a PDF, and he didn't like it, and he's still talking about it. But you know, he acts like I'm computer literate in this stuff. I'm just sending it over to you. We're already over the over. Wow, we're already over the over. Oh, wow.
Somebody. Well, this show. God, it's already. An hour. Okay, here we go. All right, so overall, now we were going to talk about other things that are happening in that area as well.
Right, well, we talked about it. The next thing we're going to do is we're going to make whiskey. There's a new place, I want to say it's like the Las Vegas Distillery, I believe is what it's called.
Let's check it out.
And they have another thing where you can make a make your whiskey,
right.
And depending on how much you want, depends on the cost, whether you want to do a small barrel, a big barrel, and so on down the line.
There's your
Las Vegas Distillery.
And they're everywhere, by the way. Area. They're everywhere. They're basically in every liquor store in all of Las Vegas.
And the cool thing was the night we were there bottling our wine,
they
had samples of the whiskey. So that's where I was.
Hang on a second.
Hey!
Let me hear you. Bottling wine? No, I got whiskey over here. You know, whiskey spelled backwards is yes.
So, so I don't even know. Yeah.
And anyway, that, by the way, is why I selected Brett.
Yes.
That's my guy.
It's when you get Marv Albert and Harry Carey together.
Hey, let me hear you. Yes. Scratch my back.
It's more like,
yes. Harder. Yes. Oh, yes. Do it again.
You a bad boy.
Yes. You a bad boy.
What is happening
with this show? He's hitting her with a whip. Actually, she's hitting him. That sounds kinky.
Okay, and that's how we go over.
That's kinky boots.
I saw that.
They did. My wife did too.
It was good.
I refused to go.
It was, it wasn't as good as they said it was.
All right. She liked it, but I didn't see it.
It was all right. It was good.
Anyway, so, that was it. We had a good time. It was a good wine, and that's the end of the segment. Cheers.
You know what it makes me feel like?
Eating? What?
Naturally. I mean, after all that, let's do a little bit of this.
Adam.
That's right. It's time for Have a Drink on Me. What is that show all about? This is one of the bestest things. Oh, the kids love it. I love it. Hell, Brett loves it. Here's how it works. What happens is your good buddy Scott, goes to a bar. Or I steal a picture from a bar. Sometimes it's one or the other. I put it up there. I say to you guys, hey, here's the bar I went to. If you can guess where I've been, well, then you win prizes. Good prizes, Scott?
Great prizes.
Great prizes. Number one, well, you can have a drink on me. There are people who have given their lives for that. That sounds
literally
like hyperbole.
Or hyperbole.
But it's neither of those things. All right. If you like the music, don't push me on the words. I'm easily pushed over. You can get any one of these CDs. There's 45,000 of these out there, which is kind of neat.
Is it really?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. Wow. I've sold 45,000 of these.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You should have raised the price.
Hey, good call, Mister. Now you're a business coach.
Exactly.
Outstanding. Or.
And you sold it for how much?
I don't want to talk about pricing because that's crude and unnecessary.
Just if you added a dollar more.
We were giving away tickets for this. We have those tickets. Brett brought those tickets in today. And so I can show you those tickets.
I still don't know.
No, he didn't. And that was just.
It's coming up soon, though, isn't it?
Just trying to make him feel bad. And by the way, Melissa will not be going with me on that. She'll be in your favorite town,
St. Louis?
Effingham,
Illinois. The crossroads of America.
That's right.
Where I-70 and I-57 meet and the giant cross.
The biggest is there cross. Waiting.
It's the biggest cross. It is.
130 feet. You know why they do that?
No.
Because they're Catholic. They just want to make sure you knew. Guess what? Daddy's bringing back. That was weird that I said that. That's right. The Vegas Video Network Visor.
Probably which we have a model the best for that, by
visor.
The way.
Yeah. If you can talk long enough, I can bring that visor.
Here's
my problem with bringing him up.
Okay, don't. It's
well,
okay.
It's not. I remember when I met him, he was a super nice guy.
He still is.
Well.
He's my pop. He enjoyed show number two. I just
he was a little rough on it.
No, he wasn't rough.
I felt he was a little rough on us.
No.
I kind of gave up my all for him. There he is. I'm just going to keep him up there. Here he is.
He's our show critic.
There's our show critic. And if you look, there's this, and then boom.
There it is. Boom.
Boom.
There you go.
How does he wear that? He got one of those.
He wears it very well.
Now, did Pops have to have a drink on me for that? Nope.
No, you gave me the hat for free, and I sold it to him for $25. And I said, Scott needs the money, Pop.
And that's why Scott got none of that money.
Exactly. No, I forgot to give it to you. Put it on my tab.
Sometimes Brett forgets the business part of Scott needs the money. Nah, I don't need the money. Hell, I'm just happy to be here. Okay, let's remind ourselves. And the way this works, of course, is we first talk about who put stuff in for last week. Last week, we put in this picture.
That is a cool spot.
Very cool spot.
I like the drum kit.
Yep.
Very nice.
Very cool. It's not as good as the drum kit that I got over there.
No, but it's a real drum kit.
It's a real drum kit. Oh, God. This is going very well. But so what? Okay, so the hints I gave was it was on the Strip. I think I might have said it was on the east side, and it's on the Link area, and blah, blah, blah. I had one person say, you know, if you read the photo credit, you'll know exactly where it is. This was a harder one than we had last time. Last time we had about 13 or 14. This one we only got nine entries. Because it was harder.
Nine entries total or nine correct entries?
Well, that's actually a good question. Nine correct entries.
Out of 900.
Out of 900. So who do we have coming in? Wayne. Pimpin' Wayne is back. He's a good friend of the Las Vegas, the Vegas Video Network and the Living in Las Vegas. He'll be back in here sometime. I'm sure we will have Pimpin' Wayne join us at one point. Steve I, who is in the live chat. Steve I has won previously, and I'm sure he'll win again. Stuart, USSR, he's back again.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
He's back.
I will tell you, if you're in the live stream, you're the right guys. Christina V, one of the nicest gals ever. She's about ready to have baby number two.
Congratulations.
We don't know what the sex is, but we believe.
Or the father.
But we do know. We actually know the father, but here's what we do know. If you look at her, she's the cutest thing in the world, and you're like, I know how babies happen. That means you're having sex. Stop it. Don't do it. We've talked about this before. If you're a couple, both of you are allowed to go in separately. So Lloyd is in, and of course, his wife, Bill.
His wife.
That's not what I meant. His wife. Come on, where the hell are you? There she is. And they're from Virginia. Dawn. And then, of course, we've got Jackie. Jackie's a long time. You know, if it wasn't for Jackie, this network wouldn't even be here. Let's go with that one.
There's Jackie. She just goes,
Jackie,
I should be in here. Why is my name not
Jackie? Jackie really wants to be a part of this show. She really wanted your job.
Well, it pays well.
She'll knock you out.
It doesn't pay very well, Jackie.
Jackie dislikes you. I've decided.
She wants my job in capital letters.
What did she say? I want Brett's
she's
job.
She's going to take me down. She I'm says, a bigger, I'm a big girl.
She'll knock you out. She's and she, you know what?
Well,
she
how probably, big's a big girl? She, are we talking about in stature or in
mental? She's mental a, she's girl. Smart. She I, works at she's not. She works at a company. You may have heard of
I work at a company also.
Hold on.
Oh.
You my may own. Not have heard of yours
yeah,
or
true.
Mine. You've heard of hers. It basically, if it wasn't for her company, you wouldn't know anything about the internet.
Wow.
Guess it.
Google-ishness.
Well, that's pretty damn close. All right. Kim Truman, who's from Canada, Victoria, Canada.
Our home and native Ooh. Land.
We are an international.
True. Cisco.
And finally, Eric Hansen, also from Canada. A couple Canadians.
Oh,
we
hater.
Got a little Russia.
Over right here.
Say again?
Over at O'Hater.
Oh,
where about there in Canada?
You know, one of my best summers ever was spent in Canada.
I was there, well, many times, but I was there as a kid. We lived with a family. I went there for a hockey tournament. We spent a week to 10 days in Toronto and played hockey there when I was about 12 and stayed with a Canadian family, and had a great day.
I had a great
time. It snowed every Fargan day we were there.
Fargan.
Exactly. Fargan bastards.
What a pussy. Let's see if they, can exactly. you say pussy on that?
I didn't say that. You did.
Can I say it?
No, you can't say
okay,
that.
Okay, well, the person who's editing this.
Edit number 645.
You
got to
take out the word pussy. Okay, reminder, here it is. What's the answer? Brett, what's
I know
the answer?
Toronto's not Canada, but it's, how Wait. About Banff? We used to go play hockey in
what's,
Banff.
What's the name of this place? We have to tell them where it is before they...
I have no idea.
Oh, it's right Boulevard, in the notes, but don't read the notes because that would be a waste of time for the talent.
It's the Boulevard Cocktail Company.
Boulevard Cocktail Company on Link.
That's what it is.
It's right. It's actually, the if you want to see straight-ahead jazz...
I'm getting yelled at by Airport Limbo, who's apparently like up in near BC. He's near Whistler. So
what
are you
saying?
In Vancouver? Where are you at? He's telling me Toronto's not Canada because he's a West Coast guy and he's like, whatever. Like Vancouver's not the same kind of mild climate.
We're getting,
give me a break.
We're being kibitzed by the, okay, so here it is. The answer again.
He's from Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan.
There
How
it
about
is.
That?
It's, as we said before, Boulevard
Medicine
Cocktail
Hat.
Company. Goes, if you like live, real jazz, and the guy who's playing, actually the guy who's playing keyboards on the right side, a guy named Steve, actually it's his picture.
Apparently, you can't say that word in chat. It won't let you.
It's,
really?
Which one?
The pussy you just said. It
oh,
you it.
No, you can't
no,
say that.
No, it won't let you. Pussycat. No, it won't let you do it. Wow. That's weird.
Okay, okay right. So now Brett's going to go ahead and pick a winner. Brett,
I'm
who we got?
Picking a winner, and the winner is...
Mix it up.
It will not be Jackie because she wants my job. Sorry, Jackie. Even if I pull your name out of there, I am not going to say it out loud.
The winner is...
Stuart.
Stuart!
Back in the USSR! Stu!
Nice!
Tomahawks.
No, Stuart actually wins. All right.
Take that, Jackie!
All right, Stuart has probably won before. God bless his heart. But here's the truth. Stuart has...
He's already got the visor.
He should win. He should win every damn time. He actually treated me to a 1961 bottle of whatever. It was $1,700. He should be
nice.
Winning these every... Okay, so Stuart wins.
He Big better. Get, Jackie wants the visor. Big, Jackie, you only get the visor as a paid position.
You have to
host.
Win. You have yes, to win, right. Jackie. Big hand for Stuart. I'm actually happy for Stuart. He'll be happy. Oftentimes, he's in the live chat. He's in Russia right now, and it's cold, and they don't have any oil.
Jackie hates me.
And they don't.
But I love you, Jackie.
Jackie doesn't like Brett. And and really, given the way he's performed today.
No reason to like me.
No reason to like him. I think he's on track. Okay, ready for our next one. Here's this week's Have a Drink on
Ouch.
Me.
Ouch. Just so, one steel pipe to the knees. I'm getting, the people are now talking about taking me out. This is not good. This is taking a turn for the worst.
The truth is, the live chat can be, what's the word?
I'm not Nancy Kerrigan. Oh, why did she do that? Why? Why?
The live chat can be aggressive, but supportive.
It's not supportive tonight.
Like,
that's all I'm saying.
Like the stuff. No wire hangers. That kind of supportive.
Ouch.
In other words, don't be bad. Yes. All right. Okay, so here, right. Let's go. Come on, quit screwing around.
I didn't say anything. Let's show us the next one.
Okay, here we go. Here's our next Have a Drink on Me. We'll play the music. No, he won't. Here it is.
What's that in the background?
This photo was actually from one of the Vegas Video Network meetups that we had.
Did you?
Several years ago.
Look at that diverse crowd.
What the? Are you hearing that?
It sounds like a tornado warning.
Or something, or like an air raid.
We're being invaded.
That's it sounds great. Like
the Japanese are coming.
We're live broadcasting the invasion from North Korea. How perfect is that? Okay. Yeah, so this was from a Vegas Video Network live meetup that we did a couple years ago. Let's begin with the hints. Are you ready?
Yes.
The first hint is this is on the Strip.
I know where it is already. I'm going to say it. In the upper right-hand corner there, you see some kind of the reddish thing in the upper corner.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah.
Hint number two, they're very well known for two things, both rum.
That's a good hint, by the way, if you're paying attention.
And cigars. Yes. Again, they're known for rum.
That's a really, really good hint if you're paying attention.
And cigars.
Ouch, Access Vegas, no likey you. Just wanted you to know that.
Why? I was under the weather the day of that event, right?
I thought he said the event sucked.
No, we sucked. No. We actually...
I read wrong.
Ted and I did an event at Tropicana. It was a lot of people there. It was really a lot of fun.
Ah, Jackie brings up a good point. Which I do believe you did post it. You did post
the
it.
Week so that
it's on, it's on the Facebook.
I do post it. Yeah, God.
It's on the Facebook.
It's on the Facebook. I put it all over the place. It's on the website.
It is.
If you go to our website and you go to this post, this picture is all by itself. So I do that. Perhaps Jackie isn't as
connected. She said it was a very good
show.
Event. She met Zoe Bowie.
She did meet Zoe Bowie.
Which one was Jackie? Show me the picture. I'll see if I take her out. Can
I
take
her
out?
I think she's there. Can't see her on that picture.
Where are you, Jackie? I want to take you out.
I don't see her there. You'll see.
She's not there.
If you look carefully, you'll see Dave Ivey from Pub Crawl. You'll see.
Nice.
You'll see Al Mancini from Top of the Food Chain. You'll see all kinds of people there. And you'll see the back of me.
Oh, there you are in the blue shirt.
The blue shirt talking to Dave. So that gave you two hints. And
that's a Dave?
Yeah, that's Dave. Yeah, that's Dave. That's Dave. And then our third hint will be what? You decide.
Oh, I don't know. It's obviously, I got no hint.
I gave it to you. It is a MGM property.
Right.
Oh, here's the fourth hint.
God damn it.
The fourth hint is it's right on the Strip.
Well, that's the first hint you said.
I thought, was it?
Yeah. On the Strip.
No. I mean, you can see the Strip.
Right.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Sort of. All right. So, Scott.
Our seventh tip is you can see it from the Strip.
All right. It's a good talk. How do you play along? It's easy. All you have to do is send an email to.
I like the last tip you just got here from Mr. Vegas. Access Vegas.
A tiger-friendly hotel. Huh. That's actually good. Okay, I'll go with that one.
You really think it's there, but it's not.
It's a tiger-friendly thing. It used to be maulingly outstanding. Okay, so if you want to play
not
along.
If you're Roy. I was there right before that happened.
I was going to say, you were there
at
for everything that happened.
At a private event with Siegfried E. Roy. We were there maybe a week before it happened.
Really?
Yeah.
Guess what happens when you... fuck with a lion for a long time. Or
he gets
a tiger.
Pissed.
Yeah, eventually he's like, you know what?
I've had enough of your shit,
Roy, and I'm going to carry you along. Oh, no, he was just trying to take care of me. No, I don't really think he was. I think he was trying to kill you.
It was the salt and pepper shaker in his other paw.
Because he's a little pissed off of having to play to a crowd of 5,000 people or whatever it is. All right, so here's how you play along. You send an email to have a drink. At VegasVideoNetwork.com. Again, have a drink at VegasVideoNetwork.com. You can't win if you don't play. Them, my friend, are the rules. You can't win
if you don't play.
Say again, you can't win if you don't play. So this is an easy one if the clues were good. Okay,
the clues were good.
Hey, let's take a break. Get ready for the donut.
We want a donut.
We want a donut. Ready? And here comes the donut, ladies and gentlemen.
Walk with me. Talk with me.
Come on.
Taste the best restaurants in Vegas with me. When walking with the walking gourmet for sure. A food tasting tour that you're sure to adore. When you're walking, with the walking gourmet.
Hey, tours available every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the fabulous Palazzo and Mandalay Bay. Check us out online at thewalkinggourmet.com.
Oh, you stepped on that a little.
Walking never tasted so good. I stepped on the post, they call it. It's the post. I rattled it off the post.
Part of what we're trying to do here for you folks is to do a little bit of broadcasting education, and we stepped on the post.
Yep, I did.
So we're about done. A couple things I want to talk about, and then we'll be wrapped up. What do you think?
Sounds good.
Why isn't there a walking gourmet at the Imperial Palace?
The IP doesn't
exist. There is no Imperial Palace.
You want to go to Embers, where they still did the Bananas Foster, Flaming Bananas Foster at Embers at the Imperial Palace? It's a very cool place back in the day.
Oh,
the weird thing about the IP.
There's an Embers in San
Diego. Well, yeah, no. That's no good. No really? Bueno.
You don't like it?
No.
We went there and...
Well, me no likey.
Yeah, it wasn't that great.
No. Yeah. But anyway, maybe it's gotten better. No, we're not going to Hash House at Go-Go. Where you can get
a
waffle the size of Texas.
It's not right.
Yeah, what were we talking about? The Imperial Palace.
Embers.
They had that the dining plaza, the fourth floor where the restaurants were. It was interesting.
Oh, you're getting some shit. Someone teach Brett to hit the post.
I'm not talking. Thank you, Mr. Vegas. I forgot how long it was. The donut is not large enough.
You want to do it again? No. We're not gonna.
No.
But do you wanna? Okay. Hey. Here's a couple things I want to talk about that I think is muy importado for the good folks here in the Las Vegas. And the first one is, let's just take a moment to think about this. Uber might be back. Now, I will do this.
Have you done it, Uber?
So Uber is pretty amazing. The first time I experienced the Uber, I was in the Boston. Right. The Boston. What's that thing called?
It's an article.
I use the article for everything because that makes me important. So I was in the Boston for a school thing for one of my daughters. And they're like, don't do taxis, do Uber. I'm like, what's an Uber? Well, upload this thing. And Melissa had used Uber in the Vegas. And you basically go, boop, 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 boop. We'd like a car, boop, 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 what kind of town car, boop, 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 boop. It'll be there in 3 minutes, and Bill will be there. And guess what? Boop, 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 boop. You can watch him show up, and that dude is there, and it's awesome, and it's clean, and it's great. And this was the day after.
Bill takes you to his basement to show you his collection of
But
cans.
I will tell you what, the fucking taxi guy who I had before that basically did that. Oh, yes. So I'm like, this Uber is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So Uber tried to come into the Las Vegas. And guess what? It was here for literally 12 hours.
Taxi cab, no likey Uber.
No.
No. You know when I come here.
Yeah. And no. So they went away for a minute, and they went up into the whatever. And they're like, well, no, we're going to let you guys play. I'm like, awesome.
Right.
So Uber was here for a total of about 30 days. Mm-hmm. And then Uber was shut down. And many people cried. Now, there are three levels of Uber. Did you know that?
Uberlicious. Oh my God. What are they?
People are not helping me. There's Uber limo.
Okay.
There's Uber black car. And then there's
That's rather racist.
Don't okay. be that way.
All right.
Kumbaya, my lord. And then there's Uber X.
So, X as in X?
As in X.
Okay.
And so Uber, the Uber
limos. Those are former, limos. Your ex-wives, former drivers?
Only if they've. I'm driving to a wall. So there's Uber. It's I didn't mean that, by the way. Limo, and then the black car, town car.
Right, okay.
Right, which was it was just awesome. Very uniform. Everybody has the same car. They're all very dressed nicely. Uber X is like Lyft. LYFT, which is also a big ride-sharing thing, like in San Francisco. They're the cars that have the big pink mustache on the front. We don't know that here in Las Vegas because we're about 5 years behind everybody else who has a clue about technology. God bless Las Vegas. I hear electricity might take off here. All right, so... It's true. So Uber
only got between 2 and 4 in the afternoon.
So Uber got started, right. It's like the Philippines. We have friends in the Philippines. Just kidding. I'm not. It's a place. We have our friends, the Thompsons. They just moved to the Philippines, and he shows his internet speed.
It's like old AOL.
It's like, you know, 0.75 download, 0.3. Oh man,
that's funny.
That's not going to be okay. That would make me want to shoot myself. All right, so Uber was here. They tried it for a while. I know an Uber guy. He did the Uber X. He was doing pretty good. So then it went away. So Henderson, just a couple days ago, Henderson's like, which is a city here in the Las Vegas Valley. Henderson's like, screw this. We want Uber.
Right.
Now their motivation is obvious. Well, part of it is. They have Lake Las Vegas as part of Henderson. It's out in the boondocks.
Right.
It'd be great to get somebody to come out there because taxi guys, you know, God bless their little scary kind of mafia-like heart, they don't want to go out there. What's their reason? Do you know what the reason is?
No.
The reason is this. They say, look, we want to go out into the suburbs. We want to be a part of that. The problem is, you know, you call somebody and you wait, and then you call somebody else. You call three taxi guys because they don't show up, which in fact is the problem.
Right.
So one shows up, you finally go there, two guys show up, they're not there, we don't want to go anymore because there's a good chance that we don't. The problem is you guys don't show up, and that's why people call three different taxi companies.
Right.
That's their problem, right? Uber is like, that's called redlining, by the way. Uber is like, shit, we'll go anywhere. We hang out in Summerlin, Henderson, Aliante, we're everywhere. We just want to pick you up, right? Okay. Henderson's like, we want this. We want Uber here. Take us out to Lake Las Vegas. Let's go. And then guess what? Uber said, by the way, they're backed by Google, so they'll probably be okay.
Yeah, they'll survive.
They'll be all right. Mm-hmm. So Uber is like, well, let's see if we can get a few people to sign a petition. 40,000 people signed that petition, plus or minus. I was one of them. And I actually stayed on the site for a minute to watch, and you would see people sign up every second.
Really?
Oh, it was unbelievable. Because it's very, very cool. So,
yesterday I was talking to a guy about... who does a radio show that he's talking about doing, which is based on the limo and taxi cab industry. It's all about that. And so he's like, well, they came in and they did it wrong. You know, now they're trying to come back in and do it right. And the interesting thing, though, that he said to me is there are so many taxi or limo drivers that want to go and be Uber drivers.
Oh.
They're all wanting to go into the business for themselves.
Right. So... this article about the Henderson guy, they quoted a guy. It's like, yeah, I'm a taxi guy now. But for the month I was doing Uber, and I was actually surprised by this. And if I were a fact checker guy, I would check it. He said I was making $1,000 a week. That's you know.
Well, how many days a week are you driving? How much
I don't
charge?
Know, but
it's all based on how far you're going.
But that's $50,000. That's $50,000 in Las Vegas.
Right.
That's good money in Las Vegas.
Sure.
I mean, it used to be, yeah, you didn't have to go to high school. You didn't have to graduate because you're a valet and you're making six figures. That's not happening anymore, truthfully.
Right.
You're a guy who's driving around people in your own car and you're making 50 grand.
Well, the other thing about the taxi cab industry in town is if you're an airport guy, you're basically airport destination back to the airport.
Right.
So if you're not a strip guy, you're not allowed on the strip. If you're like a suburban guy,
well,
you're not allowed on the strip, and you got to get off of there.
Well, so all taxi guys were allowed to do that. That was the thing when Uber was here; they had rules.
Those guys can go wherever they wanted, right?
Well, no, it was the opposite of that. Okay. So taxi can go anywhere. If you're a medallion taxi guy, if you're basically anybody who's in any taxi guy here, you can go to the strip. You can go to the airport. What Uber was like, you cannot pick people up on the strip, you cannot pick people up at the airport, but you can drop them off. which is a pretty significant restriction.
Drop them off at the airport.
You can drop them off at the airport. You can drop them off at the Mirage.
Right.
But you can't pick them up there.
Who's keeping track? Are the cars? Do the cars say Uber?
No.
No. So no. How would anybody know what you're doing anyway?
Well.
Because you're using your own car, right? That's
yes.
the concept?
Yeah, yeah. So squirrely for sure. But Uber right. didn't complain about this. They're like, yeah, shit, we'll follow that line. That's fine. Okay, so they got thrown out. And so now they said, hey, let's, you know, Uber's got lobbyists. They got, I think they have 11 lobbyists up in Reno just getting after this stuff. They got Google behind them. They got a shitload of people.
Yeah, yeah.
So Senate Bill 439 sets guidelines for smartphone application-based concepts that allows for transportation services, including transportation network companies, for example, the Uber. So guess what?
Was this done in the Carson City?
Yes, it was done in the Carson City. And I think goodness would come from that. I've not done the Uber X, the personal cars. I think that could be a little dicey. I was talking to a co-op member today. She said, I did it in Huntington Beach, California. She said it was great.
I have friends who've done it in San Diego.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah.
And they liked it?
They loved it. They took them to the airport.
My belief
is
this.
And pick them up from the airport, and from their house.
Yeah, so I think, I'm not sure if they're going to be allowed to do it. And they have some rules here. I mean, you have to be over 19. We have to have your driver's license. There's a whole bunch of rules. I don't want
to be a driver,
over.
You mean?
To be an Uber person. So they're going to try to put some restrictions. Basically, the taxi response is, yeah, but they're actually a transportation company. Uber's like, no, we're not. We're an online ride-sharing technology company. So that's the disconnect. The taxi company has put out an Uber-like application since then.
Really?
Yes, they have. They're trying to respond to that.
Right?
Yeah, they're trying to respond to it. I haven't seen it. I don't know if it's taken off or not. I really haven't heard much about it, so I don't know if it's playing out. But the deal
is, to me,
this
is just the taxi cabs being afraid of competition.
Yeah, the taxi
cabs. Just a bunch of pansies.
Well, they're the
establishment, and that now they're, you know,
yeah.
they're John McCain, and here comes Ted Cruz.
They are the,
like, we're going to upset the apple cart.
They're arguably the opposite of pansies.
Right, I understand. But they want to corner the market.
Scary fucking right. people who you don't want to mess with.
I don't
with.
Mean that, but...
Yeah. So I think it's going to be interesting. I actually hope they show up.
It's all like everything else. It's a matter of how the city and the county and the state can also make some money. Because obviously they're making money from the taxis.
Right. Because Las Vegas, if anything, is not corrupt.
No.
Yeah. Okay, so
we
here's...
We model after Nolens in Chicago.
Here's what we're hoping for. We would like for that to happen. And we'd like for it to move forward, and we'd like to be a part of that. And then I'd like to try it. I don't know if UberX is any good. Here's what I do believe. And I think if I were Uber, and they may have already done this, but my guess is this. If you were to look at drunk driving incidents in a city pre and post Uber,
right.
I would argue that they drop measurably post Uber.
Probably. Well, I know a lot of people who they go out on the strip and they have a good time. And when my brother lived in town, he would call me every once in a while going, hey, like Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, hey, can you give me a ride down to Caesars? It's Sunday at 11 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, I'd go get my car.
Yep.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
Well, so, and that's a good thing. You know, what are the number of people who drink drive when they're drinking? A lot. It's a lot. That happens a lot in Las Vegas. It's just one of the negative things about Las Vegas.
Right.
I think
we have a TV show called Uber Confessions instead of Taxi Cab Confessions.
Have you ever watched that show?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Greatest show ever.
It's hilarious. Uber Confessions.
Right. It's the only reality show that is worth a shit. Hey, by the way, Kim and all you other Kardashians, watch that show because it's compelling shit. All right. So we're not going to do this last item because we're way long. All right. So let's hope that Uber goes. I hope that they do good stuff. I actually know a guy.
What's the timeline before we have an answer?
I don't know. I don't know how long it takes to get through the legislation process. And I just don't have the first fucking clue what that is.
Okay.
But I'm in.
All right,
yeah. I liked it. I hope it works. And if it doesn't, then shoot, I really hope it works. I really do because I want it to work. All right. One more thing before we close up. We're going to bring in a new segment next week, and it's called, what are we going to call? Oh, well, Vegas for Beginners.
Oh.
Kind of neat. There's a couple.
I was supposed to read that.
Yeah, you didn't.
I closed it out.
No, you didn't have to. That's okay. Vegas for Beginners. There's a Facebook page called Vegas for Beginners. A really lovely couple. We'll talk more about them next week. Who are doing really great things for beginners. They're huge fans of Vegas. They're out in Georgia or somewhere, and they know more about Las Vegas than arguably you or I do.
Right. Oh yeah.
And they're great. And they're nice and they're sweet. And I thought, you know what? They have some great touristy, you know, new eyes that I probably don't have. So we're going to create a new segment for those guys. We're going to be providing content every week, and we're going to be making that a part of the big show. All right. That's it, everybody. Again, if you want to check us out on the email, you should send us an email because, you know what? We're lonely, and we like to hear from you. Send an email to onairq@livinginlv.com. Again, onairq@livinginlv. Hey, you know what? You can send us a voicemail. Why would you want to do that? Well, because your whites will be whiter, your brights will be brighter. Just go to the website. You'll see a little link on the right side. You'll click that. And because you have a microphone, you'll be able to take care of that yourself. Hey, if you're watching us on iTunes or listening to us on iTunes, give us a 5-star deal. And you can find us on iTunes. We mentioned that before. YouTube, KSHP. What time? Fridays.
6 p.m.
At 6 p.m. We're on Roku. We're on Stitcher, Snitcher. We're on TuneIn. We're on VegasVideoNetwork.com. We're on Facebook, on Twitter. You know what? We're in your dreams. We're everything that you want from a great show.
It's a nightmare.
Wait, I don't want that. Oh, turn that off. Good Lord.
Trash talking with legends. That's JYD.
We're almost done. Well, hold on. Why is that lit? There we go. Okay. That's it, everybody. Thanks for playing along. The live chat. Let me just say this. The live chat group, the coolest, happeningest group in the world. I don't care who you are. I'll fight to the death to tell you how cool they are. Or I'll fight until
you get tired.
You say you want to fight. And I'll be like, hey, can I get you a drink?
On me.
All right. Adam. We'll see you guys later. One bottle. Good Lord. Oh, we're still recording.
Come on in. It's just the credits.
Good Lord.
Melissa just walked in during the credits.
She's got an idiot on her shirt there. Dig it.
There it is. Yeah. We're done. Record off.